Network.
The depression, all the rest of it, you ain't seen nothing yet. See, we don't have a choice. It's either give in to total world government enslavement and then certain death or fight back. I know I'm not going to bend over for these people. Let's talk to Eric. Eric, welcome from Arizona.
Hi. I'm Eric. I'm going to a community college here in Arizona and took anthropology class, and I've been listening to you for around 3 or 4 years. My teacher in the textbook, it's like hearing from Endgame. I mean, it's the stuff they're teaching there is like exactly what you said, but they spin it in a good way.
No, listen, I went to community college for 2 years, Eric, and it was basically white people are bad, world government's good, we're going to take your guns, we're going to break up the family, it's so wonderful, we need to reduce population. Is that basically what you get taught?
Yeah, they learned that it's only Europeans, meaning white people, who are racist. In the second chapter of my book, they're talking about Thomas Malthus, and my class has nothing to do with population, but they lecture on overpopulation, vaccines. I mean, it's literally, it's one thing to hear you say it, but then to go to it like a college class.
That's my point, Eric. That's why I'm so desperate. People that aren't in the middle of this don't know. It's all they talk about. It's their religion. They're spraying aluminum on us. These people are criminals. Now, you're low-level people. They're just little lower cult members. They're not priests. You got to shoot a YouTube about it. You've got to expose them, Eric. I mean, that's what we've all got to do. We've all got to expose them. You ought to shoot interviews with them. You ought to show the textbook and show people and tell folks it's true. We need you to be a leader, Eric. Do you understand? We need you.
Yeah, no, I understand. I do have a YouTube channel. I do make videos about that. And it's,
well, good. Don't wait. What's the YouTube channel? Make more. Stand out there with a sandwich board warning people. We've got to get aggressive. Well, we've got to, I'm not saying go up and spray paint billboards at night. But my point is that we've got to get aggressive, folks. We've got to get aggressive. We've got to get aggressive. We've got to get a... Go ahead and finish your point.
YouTube's Dark Ecstasy World is my YouTube channel. But, it's literally like you have an epiphany when you, when you're hearing that. It's like, oh, man, this is... Literally, it is just mind-blowing here coming from someone else's mouth other than just someone on the radio.
And they start smacking and going, we're going to end the family world government. I mean, Eric Pianca at UT, and you're just like, yeah, my family will go soon, too. Soon the airborne Ebola will be with us. Soon the time of the quickening. The power will be ours. And you're just like, excuse me? Get him out of here. This is our world now. The sheep have no idea.
Well, I have an idea, and I'm not a sheep, you crazy people. Get out of my way.
I mean, folks, you've got to wake up to what he just saw. Josh in Minnesota, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I live just north of Minneapolis. They are spraying super heavy out here almost every day. My mom has been having symptoms for 2 years, dizziness.
My grandmother never had allergies in her 80 years, and now 7, 8 years later, she's got horrible ones. And she's always lived right here in Texas. Exactly. They're killing us. I'm sorry, go ahead.
She's got tremors now occasionally. When they spray low, I've even gotten the symptoms myself. The metallic taste in my mouth, funny smell in the air, extreme dizziness, almost, you know, the inability to stand.
Sir, I drove home once at 3 a.m. after working late, and a Cessna flew over at 300 feet with spray bottles spraying chemicals, and it took me a few days of searching to find it. They were spraying for a moth. The pesticides, I'm out of time. God bless you. I'm sorry to the other callers. Join me tomorrow again or tonight, 7 o'clock. It's going to be a big show. I believe you've got a surprise guest or two joining us 7 o'clock, prisonplanet.tv. I love warning people. I love exposing this darkness, and I know we can turn it around. But please don't just think I'm crazy. Look into what I've told you. Find out it's far more than I could ever tell you. And then you'll realize a normal response to this is to get up on your hind legs and get angry. By the way, keep Twittering, Infowars.com, Chemtrails, or Infowars.com, geoengineering. We want to drive that to number one. We'll see if we had success tomorrow. Great job, everybody. Keep doing it.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 14th day of November, 2011. And we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, guest-free. Unless Ron Paul pops in, he's scheduled to pop in the next few days, because I want to go over the huge geopolitical and cultural developments that are taking place, military, finance, you name it. Many historians have pointed out that there are periods in history when more happens in a month or a year than happened in the previous 20, 30, 40 years. And all of the rapid change we're now seeing is going to dwarf the periods of great change we've seen previously because of advanced technology and the information system accelerating that. And so what has been hidden is going to come out in plain view. But many people will simply be overwhelmed by this and will basically not know what to do and will feel powerless. Now, we're going to launch a new offensive against the globalists today. Listeners have recommended it, and we are going to pioneer it, the tweet bomb. Since listeners a few months ago called in with the idea, I've noticed people started these, but they've not been mega successful. But we are going to launch a tweet bomb on Twitter.
We've dominated YouTube. We've dominated many other systems. We have not dominated or come any close to it, Twitter, because I've never really promoted it a lot, didn't get into it early. And it tends, on average, to be a little more fluoride head trafficked. But still, there's a lot of people there, and the globalists try to use it to push their own revolutions and systems. So Google, for about 8-9 months, we were able to do Google bombs. They produced thousands of mainstream headlines. Tens of millions a week were reading the articles. It was a devastating weapon. Google said they were going to change their algorithm and setting to block us, and it got harder and harder to now it's very hard to do a Google bomb. If we pull out all the stops, we can still make a term number one. But it doesn't matter. Infowars.com, Alex Jones, New World Order, Ron Paul, Bohemian Grove, that stuff is routinely in the top 10 or number one on its own from people simply organically searching. The only type of Google bomb we can do now is very bizarre, archaic, or not popularly used terms, because I believe how they're blocking us is some type of index of words that are filtered out. But our sites still make it organically, so I think they've got a lexicon of terms we use that is then only triggered when there's a big rush of data, when people all seem to start searching at once. Now, I'm going to get into this new tweet bomb and the term we're going to use coming up here in a few minutes after I mention all the huge news of just incredible import that's coming up today. But if you go to Twitter.com/RealAlexJones, you can see the Twitter term that we're going to be tweeting in the tweet bomb starting now, right now. And you can also read at the end of Paul Watson's article, Geoengineering Our Environment Under Attack, a detailed report that Paul and I put together over the weekend and this morning. And then you'll understand why we're doing this tweet bomb to expose chemtrails. But I'll break more of that down coming up here in just a moment. Okay, obviously, a lot of you've heard about 60 Minutes coming out and admitting that members of Congress claim it's legal for them to engage in massive insider trading on the stock market with insider knowledge they have about which way a law or a vote is going to go, or with national intelligence information that they have received. They know whether or not, say, a particular company is going to get a contract to build 10 new nuclear-powered submarines. Or they know if Boeing is going to get a contract for more troop carriers. They know. They know if Google is going to be busted up in an antitrust law or not. They use all of this knowledge, and they just admit they do. We're basically being psychologically inoculated that if you own a company and think your stock may go down and you sell some, you're going to go to prison if it's a small company. But if you're the government, you're allowed to, in a 2-year period, have your wealth go up by 69% like Nancy Pelosi. And, of course, 60 Minutes has now done a big report on it. Pelosi fires back at 60 Minutes report on soft corruption. There's nothing soft about the stock market. It is an insider game. It is a totally and completely rigged situation, period. And, you know, I liken what's happening with the Penn State situation to every major institution. Big, large, multi-billion-dollar institutions are infiltrated and assaulted by evildoers who know how to hide themselves, know how to recruit other evildoers, and take over every civilization in every case in history. Child sacrifice, mass murder, gladiatorial games, total corruption, authoritarian, oppressive police, and then societies collapse in every case. We have cancer as a country. It mirrors everything else that's happened in history, except now they've got high-tech weapons. Now they're drugging the water supply. Now they've got a more scientific way of twisting and measuring and studying and deploying it. It is the end of the species. It is the end of humanity as we know it. It is the transhumanist eugenicist takeover, in their own words. It is the final revolution against humanity. And quite frankly, even covering government narcotics trafficking into the country and shipping guns to drug gangs to knock out their competition is nothing on a scale of 1 to 10 of the true evil. Quite frankly, Penn State is nothing on a scale of 1 to 10 on the metric of evil. Quite frankly, even an attack on Iran and hundreds of thousands dead is nothing on the scale of what these people are already committing and what they have planned. Most of what we even cover is a distraction and a diversion because I am a temporal creature here on this plane of existence, and I tend to cover the spectrum of mainstream news and disinformation because even when you analyze the news and disinformation, you are still pretty much giving into it and giving it power. When you talk about Herman Cain and say it's a political distraction, even responding to it is a distraction. When you talk about Nancy Pelosi and insider trading, of course, she's a criminal. That's why she's Speaker of the House. It's still nothing compared to the big issues that are going on. There is a worldwide geoengineering program that was launched in the early 1990s that has darkened the planet by over 22% on average and is making species disappear everywhere and plant life die and crops fail and poisoning the entire globe's soils. It's all confirmed. We have the patents, how they're doing it, why they're doing it. Just mass, absolute destruction. Weapons of mass destruction are being sprayed on all of us, but they're soft kill, delayed action weapons that will incrementally phase in. And the globalists have studied our human weaknesses and life's weaknesses. They know that deer will drink out of a poisoned pond, especially if it takes a few months to kill them. It builds up, then starts killing them. The deer will drink until the last deer is dead. Same thing with humans. And the globalists admit they studied scientifically every aspect of human activity as if they were an alien species. That's their words, not mine. I'm not saying they're actually an alien species. They've said, we see ourselves, the elite, as a separate species, and we analyze you. We've tracked every exit, every program. We're going to chemically brainwash you. We're going to brainwash you to the TV. We're going to break your families up. And why are we going to do that? To orderly kill you. Now, I know reality's hardcore, but I've presented it here to you. I've told you what's coming next. I've broken it all down. And so, because of that, we are launching the tweet bomb at Twitter, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Just go to Infowars.com, and the top of any article, you see little icons, and you see one with a T. And that's the Twitter link. And we're asking everybody, if you have a Twitter account, to simply Twitter out the term Infowars.com. No W in front of it, just Infowars.com. And then put a short description saying Infowars.com is exposing chemical warfare operations, or Infowars.com is exposing the chemtrails, so that they will go to Infowars.com and see red linked at the top of the page, geoengineering our environment under attack. And it is a 7-page, highly bibliographed, where every incredible claim is linked directly to the government themselves. Again, it is public that the U.S. Army and Marines grow the opium and ship it into the U.S. They put it on the news in your face. That's the new psychological warfare tactic, because they can't hide it. Because they couldn't hide the chemtrails, it's now in your face what they're doing. It's for the earth, of course. Cutting off carbon dioxide, plants breathe, is for the earth. Spraying aluminum dioxide on the plants and the humans and the animals. Brain disorders off the charts. Just the soils that can't produce. Don't worry, though. Monsanto is coming out with a whole line of aluminum-resistant plants that can grow in it. See, the globalists destroy God's creation
incrementally, but then after they've cut your legs off, they come and sell you a peg leg and crutches. See how that works? See how that works? We'll be right back.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
To read Paul Joseph Watson's article in its entirety coming up later in the hour, and then the balance of the broadcast will be other important news, video clips, and your phone calls. But the headline is Geoengineering Our Environment Under Attack. Just as the TSA issue with their groping and their radiating and their thieving and stealing and pedophile behavior has woken up the country across the political spectrum, it's the same with geoengineering.
also known as chemtrailing, that is admitted to now be going on. The article is Geoengineering Our Environment Under Attack, the greatest public health threat can no longer be denied, by Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. I did a little bit of a report last night. I'm going to do a big TV report tomorrow night, and I will then play it the next day, Wednesday, here. What's happened is I've been studying this for 17 years. I was aware of it right when I got on air. People were bringing it up, engineers, scientists, and others. They said it's barium salts, aluminum dioxide, it's weather modification, but there's something else going on here. And then, of course, 14 years later, John P. Holder and the White House science czar came out and said, yeah, we've been doing tests. They're secret. The details are classified with barium salts, aluminum dioxide. We found the patents, how it's added to the jet fuel. The companies don't even know. It's just incredible how they do this stuff. It's all through compartmentalization because people are so gullible, they never know. Then you ask, what are they doing? Why are they doing this? We have discovered why they're doing it. To control the weather and destroy foreign countries' economic systems and reduce population, a State Department memorandum 200 states to use food and weather and other systems as a weapon to starve out countries that are overpopulated. Economic warfare. On the economic warfare front, to poison the soils where only genetically modified crops can now grow in them. That's part of the strategic program. And then you've got to have the cover story, since the meddling conspiracy theorist, i.e. people that do deep research, go to the library, search government databases, risk their lives, know what they're talking about. You know, while you're off watching the football game or at the topless bar, we're reading CFR and Trilateral Commission documents. And because of meddling freedom lovers, meddlers who don't want their kids being sprayed with barium salts and aluminum dioxide, we knew exactly what it was. So now they've come out and said, oh, yeah, it is aluminum dioxide and some other things, barium and other things. And we're now going to go operational. All this stuff you've seen first starting in the Europe and the U.S. and Canada, it's now going global. And now it's seen global. Now it's seen global. They have global standardization where the governments say, you know, these are the companies you use for the jet fuel. This is the specs. It's added. Then they have special spray planes on top of it that go up with other cocktails to actually block storms when they're coming in. They want to create a drought. Mumbai, Dubai, China, it's in the news. They're building giant antenna arrays to control the weather. Our criminal government has it as well. The Russians have it. They've got them all over northern Europe. They've built these arrays. They're playing with the jet streams, everything. And again, you have a total national security state operating in Europe for 200 years in secret, over 200 years. You have a national security state since 47 with unlimited funds, can kill whoever they want, do whatever they want. Of course they run child kidnapping rings. Of course they ship the drugs in. Of course they're putting poison in the water. Of course they're GMO. They're playing God. These are the types of people that want power. They're the ones that want to get immunity. And once they get the power of a king of absolute sovereign immunity that they claim through criminal force, it's a fraud, but they say they have it, they can do anything. So, of course, they gave a guy, what, 92? We're going to cover all this in tomorrow night's report. Of course, they gave a Nobel Prize in science for it. And they went global with it by the mid-90s. They went in Europe and the U.S. and other areas, but totally global in the last 5 years. And it's here. It's happening. We're fighting hard. We're fighting as hard as we can. And they treat us just like animals. We live in an artificial habitat. They are now manipulating the weather. They're poisoning us. The neurological disorders, you can just search neurological disorders growing exponentially. I mean, young people are getting Alzheimer's. People are having Parkinson's disease just everywhere. Young people. Muscular dystrophy. It's just everything. We are being cancer, 2,000-3,000%, depending on the type, off the charts. Diabetes, 2,000-3,000. You know, it's tripled in the last 30 years, doubled in the last 10. It's just mass death. They're just killing us. And then they've always got treatments that keep you alive a little while from the system they've already hit you with. Now,
We're Twitter bombing. We could push this to the top of Twitter, Infowars.com, Twitter that out to everybody, and then retweet. It'll push it up there into the top terms, and then millions of people will come find the geoengineering article. So tweet Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satanshow.com.
Geoengineering up front earlier in the broadcast, or once I get into other news and your calls, I'll never cover it. But the reason we're having people do a tweet bomb is because whatever is trending near the top or the top of Twitter comes into contact with millions of fluoride heads, people that are obsessed with celebrity, all that garbage. And one area we really haven't dominated, and we need to, is Twitter. And this weekend, it just hit me Saturday. I took the kids down to Barton Creek. It's a dry creek bed to, you know, hike a mile or two. And I just saw planes. It had been a blue sky when we drove down to Barton Creek. And by the time we got there, it was just nothing but pure chemtrails. And they were low-lying. They were high. They were not ice crystals. They were not dissipating if you're a new listener. You go back to the mid-90s, that's when all this started. And then, sure enough, that's when the secret government program, now admitted, began. But the details remain classified.
And they just say, we're saving you from global warming. That's all you need to know. Really, by spraying aluminum dioxide on us, that's the main thing they're spraying. And yes, it does form nuclei. And then I've talked to different scientists. Depending on where they spray it, it can actually heat the earth up more because the ultraviolet radiation goes through the clouds and then bounces back up, and the heat that bounces back up does not escape. I mean, did they blow holes in the upper atmosphere when the U.S. government alone tested over 300 high-powered hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere? They tried to blow up the Van Allen radiation belt once. It's all in a Discovery Channel thing narrated by William Shatner. From that, you can go pull up the government documents. It was declassified, I don't know, about 15 years ago, and then Shatner did a show about it. And it shows them trying to blow up the atmosphere. In one test, 30-plus high-powered hydrogen bombs are fired up into the upper atmosphere. It's out west, I think, Nevada. And you see giant nuclear explosions up in the edge of space trying to blow holes in the atmosphere. Why? Because they can. I mean, I'm trying to give them a good reason. Did you blow a hole in the atmosphere? Are you trying to save it? I don't know. No, the answer is absolutely not. Because these aluminum dioxide, barium salts, have nothing to do with that. They're just playing God. They're testing how to control weather patterns. And it has the added thing of poisoning the soil and hurting people and reducing fertility and causing brain damage. So, and again, the public is like children. Because it's not on the nightly news, they don't care. I mean, it's admitted in government documents. They admit they're doing this, but they're just like, well, that's not a big issue if you're spraying me and my family with aluminum and barium and sulfur dioxide and other little goodies. So I'm going to get to that in a moment. But if you're a new listener or somebody's been listening a few years or you've been a casual viewer and you're like, Alex Jones is a nut. I've heard it and seen it a million times. He thinks they're going to set up a world government and they're going to collapse world economies and he's all gloom and doom and, you know, the debt rescue deal is going to save the U.S. in 2008 and we're not in a recession or a depression and, oh, the European Union's not going to have a problem. And now you've seen all that happen because it's designed. And I told you, every new country they take over and blame the imploding economy on is just a way to get trillions more of your tax money. And the very banks, the very six mega banks, not your regular banks, but the big boys that run the whole New World Order, the Ponzi scheme operators who've got national security. They can deal drugs. They can launder money. They can kidnap. They can kill people. They can insider trade. Above the law is what it's called. Because you know, grand juries will not indict them. Grand juries will not indict people who get like Sandusky. By the way, the judge that let him go and reduced the bond down to nothing and wouldn't even put a bracelet on him, turns out she works at the Second Mile Foundation. Of course she does. Helping the children, of course. Of course, and they sent in the former, well, no current head of Merck, but the guy that preys upon the children through the Gardasil vaccines and the rest of it. He's been sent in now to run the cover-up. You see, it's their religion to hurt us. And there's nothing like hurting the offspring of free humanity. That's what the crazies always want. And they got a Gardasil shot for you. Here it is, Daily Mail. Girl 13 left in waking coma and sleeps for 23 hours a day after severe reaction to cervical cancer jabs. They knew in 07... In 06, they knew 4 or 5 years ago that Gardasil was killing people and causing autoimmune disorders and that it didn't even protect you from cervical cancer. So they simply had the government come out and say it's mandated so that taxpayer liability protection kicks in so they can quietly take it into a special kangaroo federal court and kill most of the cases. But if parents, you know, are left without any justice, they have actuaries where they know parents will start killing people. And so they go ahead and pay mommy and daddy $1 million. Sorry, your little cheerleader's in a pine box. But here's $1 million now. Non-disclosure. Keep your mouth shut. Show that the soft killing can continue. I'm going to get into that. But Merck's Kenneth Frazier to head up Penn State investigation. Mm-hmm, sure. He's a big alumni. Big donor. Judge who set unsecured bail for Jerry Sandusky is second mile volunteer. Really? And they go on to say that she refused to put a bracelet on him or a tracking system and reduced his bail down to unsecured $100,000 from secured $500,000. Here's another one. Sandusky home on bail, but lives near elementary school. Yeah, the playground's right out back his back door. Jaron, pull up the video of him with the 15-year-old kid teaching him how to play football for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Let's continue. Sandusky, again, lives next door to elementary school. Look, there's the name of his book, Touched. When I first saw this on the Drudge Report last week, I thought it was a joke. No, that's really his name of his book, Touched, the Jerry Sandusky story. And you've got a dead prosecutor who killed the investigation or missing. They think he's dead. Computers without hard drives found in the river, literally. Other people dead or missing. You think all that because one guy's doing this? You think he could rape people right in the middle of the field house in broad daylight? You know, the word is he was bringing rich donors in. Well, that's what I said before all this came out. Monday last. I said it's probably like the Texas Youth Commission where the judges and all the rest of them come in. Same place. In Pennsylvania is where it came out. Remember earlier this year that judges all over the state would take kickbacks from the CPS and from the private juvenile halls and from the adoption agencies on little kids. Judges were getting kickbacks to take innocent families' kids, babies. And judges were getting kickbacks to take 10, 12-year-olds who got in trouble because you know why? You know why? Because rich people like to get them and like to rape them. Of course, that's people that just like to rape them. Of course, we know the big global companies like to get, as came out in Italian TV a few years ago, toddlers and rape them and then blow their heads off. Now, that's for the lower level elites. You don't get to actually take part of it. The higher levels, they like to kill kids. You see, for these degenerate devils, it's not enough to just rape them. They like to murder them. They like to torture them. And they do. Don't you worry. And they've got Homeland Security going in to set up a nationwide red terror grid so they can have their way against this country. They've always hated America, and they want to take their time. And they plan on it with their national security control grid. And they're drugging the population to the food and water so they'll accept it. And they're just trying to get enough psychopaths hired into police departments and into TSA to turn it loose. It doesn't matter the TSA and their police get caught doing this all the time by good cops. They'll get rid of the good cops soon enough. That's their worldview. There's a race to get all the evil people in the positions of power, and then the real feast can begin. You see, it's not safe for them right now, even though they're close to total power. They might still get caught. That's why they need total power, and that's why they want total power now, so they can really, really have their fun. You see, Stalin and others talked about the journey being the destination. The black uniforms, the torture, the raping, the killing, the releasing the psychopaths out of the prisons and arming them. And nothing more beautiful than Stalin seeing child killers in fancy uniforms and them saluting him. And of course, there's the memos where they said, we've already killed about a third of the town. What do we do now? Keep killing. More blood, more terror, Lenin said. And they said, yes, sir, to him as well. And it was confirmed. It's a scene in a movie with Jeff Bridges and Clint Eastwood. What's the name of that movie where they're looking for the stolen money? And a car pulls over with a crazy man on the side of the road, and he opens it up, and there's all these rabbits, all these white rabbits. They jump out, and the crazy guy's shooting them with a shotgun. That is actually from Lenin, Vladimir Lenin. We go to a private island and just bite and murder and slice open and hatchet rabbits, thousands of them, just psychopathically running around screaming more blood. Yeah, Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, yeah. See, you grow up watching this stuff, you're like, who thought of this stuff? Most stuff in movies is stuff that actually goes on. Vladimir Lenin just running around. You see, you're like, yeah, why did the communists, why did Hitler do what he did? Because that's what they like to do. Hitler would sit there sometimes for 2 days
taking amphetamines and eating pastries on the front lines until the war turned against him, watching through big telescopes burning cities. They said you could not turn him away from it. He loved it. It was wonderful. A child's face blown off, alive, screaming in pain, with their tongue flopping around. That is horrifying and rips your guts out. The globalists love it. And they're going to bring it. How they convinced you to abort 51 million Americans and that it's just a choice and it's not a human. Well, now they want to chop the kids up when they're two or three. As Peter Singer, the globalist, transhumanist, animal rights activist, has said, parents should be able to kill kids up to age two because humans are the same value as mackerel. Old people should be killed. Look it up. Look up these quotes. You think I just say this stuff on air? No, he found the clip from the film where the psychopath is shooting the white rabbits. Now, Lenin did it with guns, knives, you named it. And this is the type of evil we face. And only by admitting it can we face it and deal with it. Only by admitting it. You see, when you give in to having your rights violated, the government's like, what do you have to hide? What do you want to do to me, criminal? The rights are there not because you have something to hide, but because any group that wants to spy on everybody and violate people's rights and militarize police and have federal standing armies will take your freedom and overrun you. And you notice the minute we got rid of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the last bits of it are draining away. America is a jet black pit. A black hole is sucking us down into it. And as the Bill of Rights and Constitution go out the window, pure evil is filling the space. And you're going to see it manifest until the society just collapses. I have articles where all over the country, bus drivers won't even drive their buses now because crime's so high. Metal, Lincoln's copper sword was stolen. Metal is being stripped off everywhere. Police are reporting they're not going to respond to crime in most cities and will only be generating revenue. Just open evil is being poured out against us. And this is only the beginning of the curses America is going to go under and the rest of the world. God is removing the protection from the nation. Hell is now pouring in upon us. Now, before I get into the chemtrails, when we come back from break, and the Twitter bomb, just Twitter to your friends, retweet our tweets, Infowars.com. Tell them Infowars.com is exposing the chemtrail attack. Infowars.com is exposing the greatest public health threat, geoengineering. Get this article out. It breaks it all down, ends the mystery, documents it all. We'll have a video presentation with not just links to all the documents, but it all put together tomorrow on the nightly news, and it'll air here on the radio the next day. Now, that said, I haven't gotten to all the admissions that they're now going to put microphones in all of your cars to listen to you just to make sure you're not a criminal. Oh, that's now being announced. I told you 10 years ago. Or TSA saying they're going to open all of your Christmas presents and squeeze your breast and grab your genitals. In fact, here's the KFYO article. Let's document cam that for viewers. It shows a TSA woman literally cupping with both hands a woman's breast. Again, the perverts want to get in your space. They want to train you. You have no personal space. They're going to train your children that a strange man or woman is going to touch their genitals. But that isn't just for the pedophile army. That's one of the largest brigades the globalists have, who are always ready to carry out any evil in exchange for children as lower pit goblins. But the others just know it's important for forced inoculation and to train the public to have government put their hands on you like you're being brought into a prison. TSA worms will open your Christmas presents. I already bought my daughter, the first daughter I had, a rattle when I was flying back when she was about 6 months old. I bought her a rattle in New York at Tiffany's. It was like $80. But I had a little silver rattle, so I thought I'd get her one. And they just tore open the box and didn't even leave a note. And stole something else, stole the teething ring, but left the rattle. I guess they didn't want that. So, yeah, but being robbed by them, it's all part of the sacrament unto evil. Oh, but
Oh, but remember I told you they'd implode the world economy and that after Ireland, after Greece, it would only get worse, and next it would be Italy and then Spain and then Portugal. Oh, here's the London Telegraph. They've now reported on documents that have been public for a long time that I told you about in Obama deception and Endgame. The EU's architects never meant it to be a democracy. The rise of a technocracy was always part of the plan. And they admit it was always part of a plan to bankrupt. And it's going to be a scientific technocracy with biometrics controlling everything you do and the state taking your children. But they have to first bankrupt everything when you're so poor. Then when you can't feed your kids, the state is going to take them. See, they get you addicted to welfare first, and then they take your children for being on welfare. Judges in the U.S. are now taking people's children when they go on welfare. And the judges are being paid money to do it. And then they give them to families that want kids. If a child's blessed, they go to a normal family who's ignorant about the adoption process in this country. But if they're not, they go into a dungeon hell. And to make sure that the child can't speak out about the gang raping, they begin putting them on psychotropic drugs. And then by the time they're 15, they're thrown out on the street. And you see them on the street corners mumbling to themselves after electroshock therapy and brain damage. So after they suck everything out of them, they brain damage them with chemicals and then throw them out on the street. And if you don't like it, a SWAT team is going to break your jaw and knock your teeth out. And cops, take your fluoride drinks as well and inject your children with mercury. You want the blessing too, don't you?
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What I'll do.
In this segment, the next, I will get to Time Magazine. And there's got to be five or six other big papers and magazines just admitting, okay, it's a dictatorship. It's run by private megabanks. It's world government. And by the way, we're not for freedom. But if you don't do what we want, it'll be total global depression. I told you I've heard Bloomberg and others on XM, Bloomberg TV and CNBC say freedom is the problem. And, of course, they never point out it's the megabanks that created the derivatives and did all this. Then we give them bailout money. And then there's interest on that. We have to pay for giving them the money. $100 billion is what Greece supposedly owed. $5 trillion is what the bankers get. $1.4 trillion leveraged more than three times. And as soon as they were done, they said, okay, give us more. The answer is now United Europe under the bankers. I'm going to get to that in a moment. How many thousands of times have I told you this in 17 years? How many films have I made? By the way, today's the day to announce the prediction contest winners. All the procrastination, all of it is going to end today. I'm going to air the first place winner in the third hour today. We need to go ahead and let them know they've won $3,000. Then we'll do the second and third place. A lot of times I announce a contest. It takes a few extra weeks to get it out because there's so many entries. And it's hard to decide, but what we have decided. But again, it's impossible to even chronicle all the predictions and show where I've made them and they've come true. Because it's not a prediction. The globalists said what they would do. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Before I go any further, though, I'd like to direct people who are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv over here. 18 of my films, 18 of my films, that's 18 of them, for $99.95, that's $260 off. 18 of my films. You want to do all of your Christmas or holiday shopping in one fell swoop? You want to wake people up and support us in the same move, killing three birds with one stone? Get the films, make copies of them, and then give those copies as stocking stuffers. I just want to get these out. Air them on Access TV. There is no excuse now to not have all 18 of my films that are on DVD. A $259 discount. Normally $359 and change. Now $99.95 at Infowars.com. You can also call toll free for the Alex Jones Everything Special that is normally $300+ for $99.95. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv to watch my nightly news show and watch this daily show and see all the films. It's 15 cents a day. You can get a 15-day free trial, but that ends at the end of the month at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I'll cover this more before I get into chemtrails because it's so important. And here are these articles. Here is the London Telegraph. The EU's architects never meant it to be a democracy. The rise of the technocracy was always part of a plan for Europe. The implosion was always a plan. The founders put out reports a decade ago admitting it. That's what's so frustrating for me. I don't just say the ruling elite are pedophiles, sadists. They are. It's documented. I don't just say they set up the euro to implode Europe and make them all paupers. They said they would. I don't just say the government ships in drugs. They've been caught. It's admitted. Look, continuing. Here's another one. Regime change in Europe. Do Greece and Italy amount to banker coup d'etat? And it goes on to say yes, but it's a good thing, Time Magazine says. Here's another one. Will the European Central Bank save the eurozone? Oh, give the bankers total control. And Merkel says a political union in New Europe to end crisis. See, every time you give them trillions more, their answer is more, more, more. And now it's give us total dictatorship, and you can legally never vote yourself out. And they're going to do the same thing here under the Super Congress. The New World Order is upon us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.